forward. In the 1888 message, An Introduction, the author brings into focus Seventh-day Adventist history and sets forth spiritual insights that disclose the reason for the existence of this church. True-hearted church members are asking with increasing persistence, why has time and sin continued so long when the gospel commission should have been completed by now? What has hindered finishing the cleansing of the sanctuary? How much longer will the church talk about the latter rain before the blessing actually comes? Does God really call us to the standard of character perfection while we still have a sinful nature? Is it possible for a corporate community of God's people to prepare for the second coming of Christ? The author has sought out the evidence that the Lord sent Seventh-day Adventists, a message in 1888 that was precious above all earthly values, a message to prepare his sons and daughters for victory in the final conflict between good and evil, and then for translation. The beauty, simplicity, and truth of the message that is to lighten the whole world are made clear. The reader will find good news, glad tidings, the hope and encouragement that will enable the final generation to be saints who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. The book also sets forth the supreme business of Christ, being a Savior. His grace teaches mortals how to say no to the pressures of temptation, both from within and from without. The author demonstrates that the message of 1888 is not merely a doctrine, but a living, vital experience, based on doctrine, with relevance in today's world. This book springs from many years of study, going back to the late 1930s. Subsequently, the study was crystallized, and in a unique way, became the basis of a provocative manuscript prepared in 1950. Now, after these many years, the author's appeal remains the same. And the mystery, the haze, and in many cases the total ignorance about the epic 1888 General Conference are cleared away. The entire church may have the blessings wrapped within the message. This work is documented for the careful scholar, yet will fascinate lay members. Although many are confused about it, Seventh-day Adventists have a distinct contribution to make to the world, a reason for existence that precludes their being just another church among many others. With all that the Lord has said through His messenger regarding the great blessing to be found in the 1888 message, it is certain that the church as a whole, in all its departments, and among all its personnel, its ministry, and its laity, greatly needs the spiritual truths set forth in this book. To understand this and our history, and its bearing on the final atonement, is to sense the true meaning of God's call to Laodicea to repent. May the Lord use the message found herein to bring into focus the spiritual perception required. May the beginning of the latter rain and loud cry of 1888 be no longer bottled up, but come to fruition. Then the church will recognize the divine plan, and unitedly will give to the world the light that is to lighten the whole earth with its glory. Donald K. Short.